I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A shadow government in Myanmar has called for civilian armed groups to revolt against the military all around the country. Myanmar's military seized control of the country back in early February. The shadow government is composed mostly of lawmakers who were displaced by the military coup. Brian Dennett of AMG International says,
"What I sensed in listening to him speak was really just the desperation of the situation. He spoke of the torture and the abuse and the occupation of public buildings and people's homes, and just what a terrible thing this has been for the people."
Dennett asks you to pray for peace and wholeness in Myanmar. You can also help AMG provide help and hope in Jesus' name. Learn more at missionnews.org. And the pandemic, combined with a changing political landscape, have made Bibles for China's work a little more challenging. The ministry walks alongside Christians in rural China, helping to provide them with Bibles. Wendell Rovenstein, the founder of Bibles for China, says believers there care deeply about God's Word. And it's okay that Western partners can't move as freely in China because Chinese Christians have taken up the work of sharing the good news of Jesus throughout the country.
There are churches and organizations within China that have their WeChat groups that are their designated WeChat groups within their body and their community of believers. They're using those as much as they can until they can't use them or they're cracked down on.
Join us in rejoicing in the faithfulness of these believers and ask God to give them strength and ingenuity in a shifting ministry landscape. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.